As we open the album, and within just a few seconds, Faltermeyer transports you right back to 1986 as those iconic Top Gun synthesizer and keyboard notes start playing, just as they did during the opening credits of the original movie. For the first minute or two, it's essentially the anthem without the electric guitar playing in hopeful, uplifting form, while also enjoyably indulgent in the musical spirit of the first film. This indulgence, however, then reaches fever pitch at 80 seconds in as the electric guitar finally arrives and the full Top Gun anthem theme starts to play. It's as proudly upbeat as it always is, but that doesn't stop you practically fist-pumping the air once those opening notes arrive. The anthem doesn't stick around for too long here as the cue then ends at just over 2.5 minutes long, but it's still one hell of a rendition, and a pretty perfect way to open a Top Gun sequel score to boot. Then naturally, there can only be one follow-up track to play, and you guessed it, Kenny Loggins' Highway to the Danger Zone. Let's find it right here. It's here. Hold on. Don't worry, guys. It's almost here somewhere. All right. And what better way to follow it up than Kenny Loggins' Highway to the Danger Zone?
Oh,
Sitting at the number 2 position on the album, it pretty firmly fans the nostalgia flame that many main titles sparked, and it's still the boppy, optimistic, and very memorable 80s-esque song you remember it as, sounding pretty much exactly like the original. I mean, it's unclear whether this is a simple remastering or a fully-fledged new version. At the moment, I'm leaning toward the former. So, now, the next track, Dark Star, features the first glimpse of Hans Zimmer and Lorne Balfe's side of the soundtrack, with loud and increasingly frenetic strings and low-pitched, drawn-out brass notes evoking that very RCP-esque musical style right in the first couple of seconds. Now, Great Balls of Fire Live then reprises the Otis Blackwell and Jack Hammer written song that Anthony Edwards' Goose, of course, enthusiastically sang in the first movie, this time performed by Miles Teller and the cast, all together with a rather upbeat piano backing.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is mine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, that feels good, baby. Hold me, baby. I wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine, it's so kind. Tell the world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I get nervous, but it sure is fun. Come
come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I get nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And the next track, "Where You're Where You Belong, Give 'Em Hell," then opens with what sounds like the backing notes from Lady Gaga's new song for the film, Hold My Hand, forming a slow, rather solemn, but also slightly hopeful strings-based tone for the first half of the cue. For the back half, however, things start to pick up speed with foreboding strings and brass slowly building until a reluctantly grandiose orchestra then briefly appears just before the track draws to a close.
Thank you.
The next track, I Ain't Worried by One Republic, then brings back that optimism with upbeat electronic beats and hopeful vocals fueling the fast-paced pop song throughout its 2.5-minute runtime. Strings open dagger one hit at a time. Okay, now 10 strings open up the track. Dagger one is hit, time to let go. With powerful brass notes fueling the increasingly ominous Zimmer Bath style action until a loud crescendo is reached right on the 60-second mark.
Thank you.
it now. The next track, Tally 2, What's the Plan at F14, starts where the previous track leaves off, with moodily foreboding electronics and low-pitched brass occupying the first minute or so. After this, though, the music then starts to pick up with the rapidly upbeat compositional style of earlier, cue Dark Star, reprising in a now even more uplifting manner, with several notes from the iconic anthem also spursed in between.
Thank you.
All right. Next track, The Man, The Legend, Touchdown, closes out this trinity of action cues with a few gentle notes from the anthem playing during the opening seconds until the full theme then bursts heroically into the fray at the 1 minute mark. From here on, the mood of the track course elevates considerably with hopeful upbeat strings played both notes from the anthem and several from Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand in optimistic tandem.
Thank you.
Now, notes from Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand have seemed to play sporadically throughout this entire piece, which leads pretty seamlessly into the full song as it now appears next up on the album. Gaga evokes a very optimistic rock-esque style here that shines very brightly throughout the just under 4 minute song, overall working very well in tandem with not only the other songs on the soundtrack, but the score too. Seamlessly segueing in from the previous track and delivering a particularly emotional penultimate cue.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting, why'd you take so long to tell me you need me? I see that you're bleeding, you don't need to show me. Raise your head, look into my wishful eyes. That fear that's inside you will lift, give it time. I can see everything you're blind to now. Your prayers will be answered, let God whisper how to tell me you need me. I see that you're bleeding, you don't need.
However, this is not the final song in the soundtrack, for what better way to end this than the Harold Altemeyer's Top Gun anthem, a brand new recording of which, to be exact. This is the cherry on top of this already enjoyable soundtrack, and Faltemeyer's iconic theme really gets to play in full, uninterrupted, lengthy, and proudly heroic form on the now pretty well-known electric guitar. My only criticism of this is that I wish it was longer, because it comes in at only 2.5 minutes rather than the original 4 minutes. Without further ado, get ready for some pure fist-pumping the air musical brilliance with the Top Gun Anthem. So, overall, though, Lauren Balfe, Lady Gaga, Hans Zimmer, and Harold Faltermeyer's soundtrack for Top Gun Maverick is a thoroughly entertaining and incredibly nostalgic musical experience from beginning to end, which is even more impressive considering the 35-year time gap between the first movie and the second movie, a rare feat for sequels to overcome that not only manages to be faithful, but also push it to its limits with what you can do with the story idea. Composers knew exactly what reminiscent buttons needed pushing here, with the main title cues building up and then practically exploding with the Top Gun anthem we already know and love. So as we wrap up this little musical journey, it's time to reflect on what makes the Top Gun soundtrack such an enduring masterpiece. From the pulsing energy of Danger Zone to the haunting romance of Take My Breath Away to the tragic emotional pathos of Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand, we've explored how each track not only complements the film but becomes an essential part of its fabric. We've seen how these soundtracks set the mood, define the key scenes, and turn them into iconic moments. We've delved into the individual tracks and covering the significance and unique flavor of each song. We've looked at the special editions, understanding why they were released and what they added to the musical landscape. And we've examined the lasting legacy of the soundtrack, recognizing its influence on both the film industry and the music world. So, with only 10 minutes left, let's wrap up this incredible little soundtrack with the Top Gun special expanded edition soundtrack with songs that were never used in the original. In the original film. So, thank you all for listening to this week's Movies and Music Podcast episode. Stay tuned when we got more music and movies coming for you in the near future. So enjoy, folks. Next up, we'll start off with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay from the unused soundtrack of Top Gun Maverick.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Fire.
All right, folks, so our Movies and Music Podcast episode is at an end. Thank you for listening to this week's high-octane energy, high-flying episode of Movies and Music Podcast, WUSB 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Ryan Bale, and I'll just leave the guys off with You've Lost That Love and Feeling from the special edition Top Gun soundtrack. Tune in next week where we got more movies and music coming.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do.